Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have the vault to anything you want to know, Martha.
Oh, how nice. So listen, Snoop, I have a lot of questions. And I just want to tell our audience that I am right now speaking to Snoop Dogg. He is my friend and a business partner and a famous, famous performer and an entrepreneur. He lives in California, and usually that's where I see him. But right now I'm seeing him on Zoom. So it's really great to have captured your attention, Snoop, for our very first podcast.
Yes.
And when I say captured, Snoop is one of the busiest people I know. You are so busy. I mean, when I first met you, you were busy, but not like you are now. You just got off the stage of the biggest stage in America. That was the halftime at the Super Bowl. That was quite an amazing feat to get that group of talent on the stage at one time and create such a beautiful show. How did it feel to be there?
You know what? I was kind of shocked when Dr. Dre called me and said that he had it. And as it got closer and closer to the date, it became a reality. You know, I wasn't nervous, but I felt like I was kind of like anxious. I say anxious. I was a little bit more anxious. And once it started, I was so in the moment, I couldn't really feel it until I got home and watched it over again about like five or six times. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I got to go to the Super Bowl this year, and It was just incredible to see you and Dre and my Eminem performing on that biggest stage and with the biggest audience. Do you know how many people actually watched it that day? Did they tell you?
They said it was over 100 million.
Wow. That is incredible.
How did you capture the world like that?
Yeah, it's insane. And you have a vast number of people following you on social media. So many people know who you are. I've told Snoop before, but I'll tell him again. Every time I go anywhere, all they want to know is how's Snoop and how did Martha and Snoop get to work together and become friends. And it's such a pleasure. My demographic has broadened so greatly because of my association with you, Snoop.
You don't think mine's as, Martha? You don't think I get approached all the time by people that I would not expect to come say hi to me and they say, I love what you and Martha are doing. Do you think you can get me a picture of Martha? You think you can get an autograph?
Are you the one who's giving out all those at my address to everybody? I get about 10 requests a day for pictures. That's a lot. And I sign them all. And they're all usually pictures of you and me, by the way. We have such great pictures together.
Yes.
Now, not only did you do this halftime, but you are also making wine. The same Treasury Wines has asked me, 19 Crimes, has asked me as a result of your amazing success to do my Martha's Shard.
Yes.
That's my Chardonnay. And so Snoop and I are going to have two bottles in a package. I call it a two-pack, but just in your honor, by the way, because you were friends with two-pack, weren't you?
Yes, yes. Great
early
friends.
Early on.
Great friends.
Great friends and colleagues, really. But we have this fantastic wine. Mine's taken off like a shot out of a cannon, just like yours did. I think people are really realizing that you can drink really good wine and not spend a fortune. That's what our wines are teaching them.
Yes.
Now, you also have diamond-rimmed octagonal sunglasses or glasses. Where are they? You don't have them on. Yeah, here, he's going to get them. These are very special glasses. Yeah, those are cool. Wow.
These look better on you than they do on me.
I love glasses. I look good in glasses.
You do.
And you also are making more songs. You have a new group. What's your new group consist of?
Oh, me, Ice Cube, Too Short, and E-40. We are called Mount Westmore. These are the guys that were making records before I was able to get into the industry. And I was lucky enough to be in a group with them. Because we all love each other, we all are successful, we've toured together, and now we just decided to make a super group of four guys that genuinely love each other and make music together.
And you have NFTs.
Yes.
Non-fungible tokens.
Yes.
You told me you dropped a beat a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
For $600,000.
Yes.
Wow.
The community over there, Martha, is so into music, art, and creativity. And it's like trading stocks and bonds or whatnot, because once you put it on the blockchain, they get a chance to make money for you, for themselves. And it feels good that the fans can finally have a piece of something that they've been with for so long and then have some ownership to it.
Well, I thought I was an early adopter of stuff, but boy, did I miss the beginning of cryptocurrency. I'm in it now, but I missed the very beginning when it was $5, $10. And now it's in the many, many hundreds of thousands of dollars per unit. Anyway, you got in early. Who introduces you to all this new technology that you are so involved in?
I have a guy named Nick Adler, and then I have the SGS, which is Snoop's Geek Squad, which consists of my son Cordell, Amador, and Shiv. Those three guys right there, they go to work. They keep me hands-on. They put me in the mix. They always make sure that I'm interactive rather than just putting my name and likeness, but to actually physically go into the Web3, go into the NFT space, go into the metaverse and get information so when I come out, I can help people understand what this process is like translating from transitional, traditional, to over here to unconventional.
Well, you have become very influential in the cryptocurrency space and in the NFT space. People really look to you. And you had something called Cosimo de' Medici. Did you have that?
Yeah, Cosimo de' Medici. So what that was, it was an art collector who was collecting a lot of art, and he had about 50 million in NFTs. And nobody knew who that art collector was. And then one day a tweet came out and said that Snoop Dogg is Cosimo. So I guess they added up 1 + 3 and came up with 2. I don't know.
I give you a lot of credit for getting out there and doing it. A lot of you performers are becoming really great entrepreneurs, and I really admire that. I think it is fantastic that your talents can still be shown in movies, on TV. My favorite things that you're doing right now are the Corona beer commercials.
Wow.
I love you in those commercials. All I do all the time now when I pick up a phone is a shell phone. Snoop picks up a big conch shell on the beach and he says, "Don't call me on my shell phone." And I just thought it was so cute. Did you write that? Was that your idea or did somebody else come up with that?
Nah, Corona got some of the greatest writers of all time. I can't even front Martha. That's why I love doing business with them, because they always got something real creative that feels good, that feels like me. It don't feel like I'm trying to do different things. It's like when I'm with you, when we shoot our commercials, it always feels organic to who we are because we never allow them to take us out of who we're supposed to be.
Right. I still remember our beautiful commercials that we did for our VH1 show. Those yes. were the best.
I like the one we did with the movie
Ghost.
Ghost. Yes, yes, yes.
So if you listeners haven't seen Martha and Snoop in the Ghost commercial, you really should take a gander. The other one was the Titanic. That was so fantastic yes. also.
Yes.
I'm saving those for posterity. I think they're really unique and beautifully written and beautifully made. Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So people know a little bit about you. And when I first met you, I didn't know much. All I knew was that you were an emerging, really great rapper. And I love rap poetry. I don't know why, but I can sort of understand it. Right. A lot of people
don't understand what rap is all about. But it's the poetry that I like. I mean, I like Emily Dickinson also, right. And your friend Wiz Khalifa playing Death in that fantastic. Did you see him? Did you watch Emily Dickinson?
He is amazing. I love
He is so great in that. And that's American poetry. Yes. But rap is also really American poetry. Oh, there you go. I was going to ask Snoop if he was smoking. You are smoking, right?
This just for your fans out there that was going to ask sooner or later, like,
okay,
the question.
They're going to ask, does Snoop smoke? Snoop does smoke quite a bit. Can you tell me how many of those special cigarettes you smoke a day, do you think?
It depends. When I'm shooting television, maybe about 15 a day, but when I'm making music, probably about 25. And the thing is, when I'm with Martha, she's the secondhand queen. I make sure she get all the secondhand smoke.
And that is the only time I get that fabulous secondhand smoke. And I must tell you, it makes me feel really good. And it does not disturb my concentration. In fact, I think it makes it even better.
Yes.
And it doesn't make me tired or any of the things that people say marijuana does to you. It's fantastic. I think it's great, although I haven't taken up the habit yet.
I got you.
You've been smoking for how many years?
I started when I was 18, and now I'm 50. So what's that, 32 years?
And can you live without it?
Yes. Yeah, when I sleep.
Oh, yeah, well, that's good. Yeah. But you were also an early adopter of cannabis as a business.
Yes, as a business.
Tell me about that. Are you still involved?
Yes, I was early on in the venture side as far as the business with cannabis. Not just the flower, but the mechanisms and the things behind the scenes, the ecosystem. And then I'm in the process now of dealing with the medical side of marijuana because there's so many people that I've lost to cancer and they need medical marijuana for their, you know, relief, that I'm going to start pushing that and promoting that as opposed to always making it feel like it's a drug or something to get you high. No, it's actually medicine and it's medicated, and I want to promote that side of it, especially for the older people like down south that need it, that can't get it. We want to be able to have a delivery service for them. We want to be able to help out the patients that need the CBD, the creams, because it's not strong enough. So right. I want to make it to where it's stronger, it's better, and it's more medically induced where I'm speaking about marijuana rather than having a good time.
Yeah, and Snoop actually influenced me to get into the CBD business, introducing me to Canopy Group up in Canada, and we're now making very fine gummies. And even the gummies at 10 milligrams per gummy are probably, they could be bigger. Mm-hmm. I think they could be bigger. I've been doing a lot of research too, Snoop, and we should share our research. But doctors are finding out amazing things about the different forms of CBD and the different forms of THC and what effects they have on autoimmune and anti-inflammatory, all of that. It does have some really great quality. I wish you luck with that because I think it is sorely needed and should be more acceptable than it is right now.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you about your family. At 50 years old, you are a husband. You are a father. How many kids do you have?
I have 4 kids.
And their names?
Corday, Cordell, Corey, and Julian.
And you have how many grandchildren?
I have 6 grandkids.
Wow. At 50 years old, Snoop is a grandfather.
Yes, with 3 boys and 3 girls, Martha. And they keep me young. Every time they have birthday parties, I put on a costume and I come out as their favorite, whoever it is. If it's Toy Story, if it's a giraffe, it's a baby shark, whatever it is, I come out and I play my part.
Well, it's always charming, and I do follow Snoop Dogg on Instagram, and you're doing TikToks now too, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to get involved.
Yeah, you should. They just passed the 1 billion mark in terms of followers in the States. It's a big audience. Who does all those crazy videos, though, that you have on your Instagram?
You know what? A lot of times it's me, and then a lot of times people send me crazy stuff because they know that I got like the biggest eyes on the prize, and they know when I put it up, it's going to be seen, and I love it. I laugh so hard before I put the stuff up sometimes, Martha. I just be in the room just crying, laughing.
Those skits are hysterical. So if you listeners haven't looked at Snoop's Instagram, you really should.
Yes, they just sent them to me. There's like a lot of talented people in the world that really don't get a shot or an opportunity to become famous, and they know when they give it to me, I give them a shot, and then eventually they get people to follow them, and then they begin, you know, their careers or their business or further their business.
You've already answered my first question that you are smoking. And what strain of marijuana do you smoke? I know people really like to know stuff like that.
That's the doggy bag right there that I deal with Burner. It's a collaboration. But I'm in the process of working on my own. I got my own coming out. It's called Uncle Snoop's. It should be out in the next 2 months. So be on the lookout for Uncle Snoop's. But right now, I'm just helping everybody else out that's in the industry and, you know, using my name and likeness to partner.
Where does one buy Uncle Snoop's?
Oh, you'll be able to buy it in every dispensary around the whole world, especially in them cookie stores.
Okay. Do you still need to have prescriptions for it?
Yes, you do. That's why it's medically inclined.
Okay. Again, we have to know these things, Snoop.
Yes, thank you for asking.
And we've talked about how we met on my show. That was, I don't even remember what year that was, but you were one of the first rappers that I had on my show, and you were so much fun. But people really want to know, are we friends? And I always say, yes. What do you say?
I say we're best friends. It's a big difference.
Excellent. I like to hear that. That is great. Snoop and I collaborate on things for Bic lighters.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop's lighters have pictures of Snoop on every single one of them.
And yours looks like beautiful marble and just stuff that you would walk on, stuff in a museum. Like, oh my God, this is a lighter?
Yeah, so I have faux finishes on my lighters. So I collect Snoop lighters. I hope you collect my lighters, Snoop.
I got all of them. I got them in a special place. They're in the bathroom, right where they need to be at.
I have to send you some.
Yes.
Other things that people ask me about you all the time is your clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You were the best dressed at the halftime show. The best by far.
Wow.
And colorful. Where do you get these amazing outfits? And your body, your long, lean body. How tall are you? Six something?
6'4".
Oh, see, to me, I thought you were 6'7". You seem always so tall and thin and gorgeous. But 6'4", and very thin. You're
right.
Thinner than you've ever been.
Yes.
Are you working out?
Yeah, stay to it and do it. Make sure I'm physically fit because, you know, I'm getting up there in age, so I don't want to get no beer gut. I want to try to stay.
You're never going to have it. You would look so stupid with a beer gut.
I know, right, Martha? I could just see me like, Martha, I'm coming over. Nobody wants to hang out with me. It's just me and my beer gut.
Nope, you're not welcome. Do not get a beer gut.
But with my outfits, with my style, I have a stylist named Talia Cole who Rick Ross, remember Rick Ross from the show who was trying to feed you?
Remember him? Of course. Oh my gosh.
He introduced me to her because she was his stylist and I was wondering how he was looking so fly. So once he introduced me to her, she started doing my outfits and then she eventually became the one who did all of my outfits for Martha and Snoop. She did all of the costumes that we wore for everything that we did. Every time that you see me, she does all of my outfits to make sure that it's a picture of what I want, and then she know how to make it look classy. Remember the gift that I gave you? She got that for you, too.
I love. I have several gifts from you that I love. And I just wore, Snoop gave me some fur ponchos, which I love.
Yes.
They're so cozy and warm, and you wear them, you pull them over your head. You know where I wear them when I'm snow plowing my roads here in Bedford.
I love it.
Because they're so cozy. I always have to wear my tallest shoes when I'm standing next to Snoop because I don't want to feel like a little short person. And I'm not a short person, but you feel Snoop has this way of kind of enveloping you when you stand next to him. He's so majestic. And you really everybody looks up at you and up to you. So you have the little grandchildren. Do they get clothing from you and bling and stuff?
Yes, they do. They are my pride and joy. My oldest grandson, he's not really into fashion, but when we dress him up, he looks like the best kid model you could imagine. And then my baby girls, my granddaughters, they so lovable and cute. Then I got grandkids that just started walking. And then the ones that talk, they call me Papa Noop or Papa.
Papa Noop?
Yeah, Papa Noop. Because he can't say SN, so he say Papa Noop.
Where do you learn everything? Do you listen to the news? Do you watch the news? You seem to be so absolutely up to the minute in the understanding of what's going on in the world, in politics, and everything. How do you get your information?
A lot of times it's just, like you said, I'm a very, you know, insightful person. So I do watch the news. I do watch MSNBC. I watch sports. I watch lifestyle. I watch anything that I feel that's relevant to the world, I try to have my hands on it early and try to get involved. I don't want to be late to the party. I like being on the train when it takes off. So I keep my eyes and ears wide open. I like to be abreast on what's happening, what is, and what ain't. So if I'm ever questioned about it, I'm right in the moment.
You seem to remember everything, every song. When there's a piece of music on the set playing, Snoop knows the words. He knows the date it was written, who's performing it. Is that something that's just part of you? How do you know all that?
I think I studied a lot. We had component sets and record players in the 70s. My mother had 8-track cassettes, and I would look at the records. I wouldn't just play them. I would look at the album covers, the backside of it, who did what, who produced it. Then I would listen to it over and over again. Then I would hear it out in the public and learn it. Even when I heard the Sugar Hill Gang with the first rap that was put on record, I learned that rap in about 2 weeks. And it wasn't even, like, hard. It was like I knew every word to it. It was like it didn't even bother me to my mind. Like, why am I learning this song? I don't even know my schoolwork, but I know this song. I can learn songs faster than I can learn my lessons in school.
Did you play an instrument?
I used to play, like, piano when I was a kid, and then flute, a couple little instruments that you play as a youngster. But I never really got serious about it. But I understand the dynamics of knowing how to bring in people that know how to play it to make it sound good when it's time to make them records.
Do they write down the music like what you did at the Super Bowl? Is that song just recorded or is it written down?
Well, it's different. Sometimes, Martha, it's that we can hear the music and the music will inspire you. And then sometimes you have words in your head that need to get out and then you put music around that. In this different situation, like I could be watching TV and I can get an idea based off of something that I've seen on the television screen and I convert that into a song and make it make sense and make it about the moment. So a lot of times we draw our instances and our information from what's actually happening at the moment so we can convert that into a song.
Is that what most rappers do?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's something that's a trait that we have to be able to, like the poetry that we write is in the moment. To be able to write those words that rhyme and rhythm and cadence and then to also have a meaning behind it and to have a voice that represents you. That's what it's all about.
Do you remember the words to every rap you ever did?
Most of them. If I don't, I got a teleprompter to help me out. Like like if I was on the news, that's just my little secret. I got to add that.
The teleprompters are good. I like teleprompters.
Me too.
Big type teleprompters. Snoop and I always vie for the largest type in the closest distance, right?
Especially if I ain't got my reading glasses on. They got to make them letters a little bit bigger.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all 6 delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. Woo! As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we didn't talk about Boss Lady.
Yes.
How's Boss Lady?
She is doing amazing. That's my lovely wife, my friend and wife, grandmother, mother, daughter, sister, all of the above. She been with me since Jaws was a goldfish. So in other words, she been with me when I was small as I could be to big as I'm going to be. And she's always been there for me. True definition of a wife, a woman, a leader, a queen. Raised my kids because I was always on the road, you know, providing. So she instilled the great things in my kids that you see. If you ever come across my kids, you see their mannerism, their respect, how they look you in the eye and just, you know, respect their elders. That's mama did that. I just came through and did the, you know, put the candles on the cake, made everything right for bedtime. But she deserves a lot of the credit for the structure of my house and the structure of the way that I am as a person in public and in private.
How nice to hear that in those words. Is she involved in the business a lot?
Oh, yeah. So what I did was I involved her as my manager so that way she could be heads on with my business. And then at the same time, my records that I'm putting out, she's the executive producer on a couple of these records. So involving her in every element as opposed to waiting until something happens to me where I can't speak or I can't move.
That's a long way away, Snoop. That's not going to happen anytime soon. Are you fearful of something like that?
Never. I just want to make sure that I've watched so many people, you know, go through this position where when something went wrong, their family didn't know what to do, and then they lost the estate, and then it's just downhill from there. So I just want to protect me and my family's estate and show people how to do it the right way and to think about these things when you're in your prime, not when you're down, but think about it early so when you do get to that stage or if it ever happens, you're prepared.
What about sports? I love listening to you comment on sports events. You are so funny. I mean, you seem to know a lot about every sport that you talk about.
I do, Martha. I'm like, I've been that way since a kid. Even before SportsCenter, I was watching the news and highlights and Monday night football, basketball, whatever it was. And I'm just, this is something that I love. So when I love doing something, it's easy. It's not even a job. It's not even a task. It's like I love to acquire information. I love to watch sports like hockey and golf. Sports you didn't think that I would know about and then give you some information on it. And then naturally, basketball and football, I'm supposed to know about those. But the information that I give you is more in depth rather than just the basic 1-2-1-2. And then the way I talk is different than anybody you hear on the broadcast system anyway. So,
are you going to continue?
Oh, yeah. I love that, Martha. I love to be able to call a game the way I see it. And I think people are enjoying it because they feel like it's a good twist compared to the broadcasters. I love all the ones that's out there. I can't even lie. Like Al Michaels, Bob Costas, all those guys are amazing. Mike Tirico, I love them. They off the chain. I just want to be able to bring my flavor to the table. You know what I'm saying? To get their back.
Well, you do such a good job. It's so amusing too. Your Olympic coverage was just incredible. Did enough people get to see your Olympic coverage.
Yes, with me and Kevin Hart. Me and Kevin Hart, we work very well together. In case you guys don't know, his first movie was Soul Plane, where I co-starred in it with him. And Kevin hasn't looked back ever since then. He's been rocking and rolling. He's a treat to work with. He's a funny guy. He's professional. He's very business. And he makes my job easy.
I did a little skit in a movie with him. He was hysterical. So much fun. But what about hanging out with people like Jamie Foxx? Jamie Foxx, when he was on our show, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He's such a fine musician.
He playing keys and everything, right? He is so talented.
He is so talented and so knowledgeable. He was talking about classical music and Baroque music. He was just incredible. He really knows, right?
If you read his book, he has a book out right now called Act Like You Got Some Sense. And it's about his grandmother and the way she raised him and how she put him in music and how he came up in a city where it was a lot of racism and how she sent him to the best piano school to become a classical piano player. And that went a long way, as you can see now that he can play any style of music and he's got a great voice and he's got a great personality, so he's fun to be around.
Yeah, and he can play pretty much any part too.
Yes.
Snoop and I did a roast once. That was about 6 years ago? Justin Bieber's 21st birthday party roast. And for Comedy Central. I just saw him last week in L.A. I bumped into him in a restaurant.
He was celebrating
his 28th birthday.
See?
And I couldn't believe 7 years went by so fast. But he was charming, and he was with his wife and a bunch of nice friends. And we reminisced a little bit about the roast. And he said he actually enjoyed it, getting turned on that spit slowly.
No, you had the best performance that night, hands down.
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun. It reminds me, we're talking about the show that we did, our wonderful potluck dinner party. Your mom came.
Yes.
And your mom meant so much to you. She was such an elegant lady. And she came with some friends to the show and sat at one of the cocktail tables. Tell me a little bit about her, because I know she passed away this year, and I read your posts, and it seemed to really affect you. You were very close.
Yeah, we were very close. She had the time of her life when she came on the show. That my mom was always a star, and to put her on television, you know, gave her that moment that she always wanted. She loved you. She loved everything that you stood for, everything that you was about. And to see me be able to be in a transition, to be able to be on television with somebody as prestigious as you, and to hold my own, meant a lot to her. And when she passed away, it didn't make me weak. It made me strong. I probably was weak probably 2 or 3 days after. But after, I had to understand. I had 50 years with an angel. She taught me everything I know. She showed me how to be who I am. And she prepared me for this day by raising me the way she raised me. So it's no need to be sad. It's the joy that I had with her. And for anybody else that's going to go through this, I'm here for you. And I'll help you understand the dynamics of what you had as opposed to what you lost.
Do you have siblings? Do you have brothers, sisters?
Yes, I have two brothers, one older brother, one younger brother. And we, like I said, we went through this together because it was a different experience because my older brother was with my mother before I got here. And then my younger brother was the reason my mother went and started getting involved in church and getting her life right. So it was just the dynamics of all of that and us reminiscing and sad in the beginning but happy that we had a mother that was an angel that raised us to be who we are.
She was a lovely woman, the woman I met.
I'm glad you met her, Martha. That made my life when you did that. You just don't understand what it means to make your mama proud, right? You know, you try to do all sorts of things to make mama proud, but when you do that one thing and you know that you made her smile, then you can say you did your job.
Well, people ask me what you're really like. I think it's coming across here as a sensitive, intelligent, creative human being. What do you want people to think about you at this present moment? What do you want people to think about Snoop Dogg?
That I'm for the people. I'm the people's champ. You know, I'm for the people. Like, I had a chance to have a relationship with Muhammad Ali, you know, before he lost his speech. Yeah. And then I had a relationship with him after he lost his speech because his grandson and my son went to the same high school together. So we would sit down with each other during the games and I would put a blanket around him and just sit next to him and talk to him. And one thing I noticed was the reason why I'm around so much greatness because it's meant for me to be great. And when I'm around these great people, I learn how to conduct myself, how to be in the moment and how to be a GOAT, the greatest of all time. So the experiences that I've had with these people gives me the knowledge to know how to move, and that's why I'm respected, and that's why I respect the people, and I want you guys to love me like I love you, and that's how I want to be remembered.
How nice. And what a good way to live. I met Muhammad Ali. He did products for Kmart when I was doing products for Kmart.
Wow.
He had a line of shoe polish with his face on the little can. Like Esquire shoe polish, but it was Muhammad Ali. And we went and we did a big PR thing together. He was utterly charming.
Right.
And at the time, he was the most famous man in the world. Remember when he...
See? Yeah. See the resemblance of him and me, Martha? Like you just said, charming, most famous. Like it just feels like I'm
Absolutely
him.
Absolutely you are. He was just perfection in a package, you know? He was... everybody loved him. So it's been... really great talking to you, Snoop. And I think that people will know a little bit more about the tall, elegant performer that we see on Instagram and we see on TV. Oh, by the way, I love how you comment on people's creativity. You were on The Voice.
Yes.
I watched you. I couldn't believe what great advice you gave to those contestants. You were the best of the best.
Well, I think they're saying that I can work very well with the talent as far as expressing myself to them and helping them feel comfortable in the moment, whether they did something wrong or right. And that's what those shows are about, the confidence, not to beat somebody up and to knock them down, but to build them up if they make a mistake and to let them know that this industry is full of criticism. So be prepared to take it and prepare yourself to, you know, better yourself every time.
Snoop, thank you very much for taking time out of your extremely busy day. I hope to see you soon. We have other things cooking.
Yeah.
Like some more wine.
Yes,
okay.
Literally. And what's my baby that made me that bomb ass salad? Is that Jess?
Jess Dimick. Yeah. Did you get her book yet?
Oh, she gave me the book. And then she I got to give her a shout out. I'm talking about, look here, man. The best salad ever created, ever in the world
yes,
of making salad.
Oh, yes. That's Jess Dimick. And it's called Salad Freak.
Yes. Boy.
Yep.
She is a salad freak.
She is great. Well, thank you for remembering her. She's going to be so excited.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, Snoop.
Thank you, Martha. I love you more today than I did yesterday.
Thank you, and same here. Bye-bye.
Peace and love.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.